This is your Yahoo Finance Market Watch.
This episode is brought to you by Hill's Pet Nutrition. Every shelter pet deserves a second chance, and you're making it possible for thousands of them every day. Because when you feed your pet Hill's, you help feed a shelter pet, which helps make them healthy, happy, and more adoptable, changing their life forever. So they can change yours. Over 14 million shelter pets fed and adopted. Science did that. Visit hillspet.com/podcast to learn more.
Stocks slumped on Thursday as oil hit its highest price in 6 months, and a key Federal Reserve official floated a warning that interest rate cuts might not come in 2024. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell almost 1.4% or 550 points, while the S&P 500 dropped 1.2%. The Nasdaq Composite slipped 1.4%. This marks the S&P 500's worst single-day drop since February 13th. Oil futures spiked more than 1% amid escalating tensions in the Middle East. West Texas Intermediate settled at $86.59 per barrel, while Brent, the international benchmark price, closed at $90.65 per barrel, their highest level since October. High mortgage rates continue to be an obstacle in the housing market's recovery. Data from John Burns Research and Consulting shows that as of March, 33% of homeowners with a household income of $50,000 are waiting for mortgage rates to decline, making it the number one factor holding current homeowners back from purchasing a new home. The current 30-year fixed mortgage rate remains hovering around 6.8% this week, according to Freddie Mac. Rates have shown little movement, and there's expectations that rates will not decrease meaningfully in the near term. Many homeowners finance their home at a lower rate. According to Redfin, about 89% of homeowners nationwide were sitting on cheap mortgages below 6% as of January. And the March jobs report due out Friday morning will be a key economic input for the Fed's data-dependent policy decision-making. By and large, experts don't expect to see any signs of cracks in the strong U.S. labor market story. Department of Labor data released on Thursday showed initial jobless claims rose by 9,000 to 221,000 last week, their highest level since January. Amazon stock led the Yahoo Finance trending tickers page as shares of the tech giant hit a 52-week high, rising more than 1% on the day. The move came one day after the company announced layoffs for several hundred employees in its cloud computing business. Paramount Global shares sank nearly 10% after rallying double digits the day prior, amid reports the media company could be bought by Skydance Media. And Levi Strauss gained more than 16% following the company's latest earnings report on Wednesday night. The company's revenue of $1.56 billion came in higher than Wall Street's estimates for $1.55 billion. That's all for today. My name is Imran Sheikh, and for the latest market updates, visit us at yahoofinance.com.
Spoken Layer.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.